This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Chicks, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I want you to listen to this carefully, if you would. This is Deuteronomy 28:63, and then I'm going to go over to what's taking place in America again today. It says in Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, "And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good," we can see that happened during and after the Revolutionary War. He was in favor of our cause because it was his cause, "and to multiply you. So the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it." Now, it's interesting because the land has already been possessed, America. You are occupying. Now you're being dispossessed by your enemies. Does that sound like a nation that's under the blessings of God? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Listen carefully. Former education secretary admits the United States and students are failing because education system runs on lies. Did you hear this? Folks, they're just blatantly telling you. They're not trying to hide anything anymore as to what's going on in your country. The former education secretary admits the United States students are failing because education system runs on lies. Of course it does. Why and how? Well, let me tell you why. Because the American people have allowed the federal government to usurp your authority and state's authority. And keep in mind, the federal government is a creature of the states. The states are not a creature of the federal government, okay? But the American people have allowed the federal government to usurp its authority. Okay? And that's why it's happening, through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. Folks, this falls to the people, not the federal government. They have no business whatsoever teaching, indoctrinating anybody's kids. Okay? But it's happening because the American people are allowing them to do so. And furthermore, not only are they allowing them to do so, but 86% of those that profess to be patriots, Christians, and or conservatives are the ones dropping their kids off at the school gate to be illegally indoctrinated in the first place. So how is it running on lies? Because the people in this country hold fast to deceit. That's why. And you all the well know what's going on in public schools, nothing short, friends, of indoctrination. Read Hosea 4:6 when you get a moment, and hopefully that will open up your eyes as to what is happening in public schools in the United States of America. Now, going to the next article, friends, I wanted to let you know that in Minnesota, and I've shared this with you before in the past, this is SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, the one Facebook and Twitter and Google censors, friends, the Minnesota Muslim congressional candidate Ihan Omar swore to apparent falsehoods in court while divorcing, listen carefully to the headline, while divorcing her brother. Did you hear what I said? Now, despite this compelling evidence of dishonesty, Miss Amor will almost certainly be elected to Congress. Voting against her would be Islamophobic. And who's giving that message? The media that 94% of the American people say that they don't believe. Now she's running for Congress. You also do know, America, that this is also the same woman that when she was elected somehow to the position she is now in as a state rep in Minnesota, she wanted to make sure that they have a little portion in Minneapolis called Little Somalia. And when you drive through there, folks, you feel, and by the way, it looks just like their culture. They're tearing and ruining everything that has been given unto them. Okay? Just so you know, they're bringing their culture with them. And we just found that out last week concerning the compound that was found in the middle of the desert, namely in New Mexico, in America, friends. Well, they were heavily armed Muslim militants in the United States. And don't act like you don't know, friends, that there's also 35 jihadi camps in America that nobody is talking about. There's a complete blackout by the state-controlled media. Why? Because they, in unison with corrupt politicians and the silent church and the silent apathetic congregants in the church, add strength to tyranny because they're not protesting it. Okay? But I want you to keep in mind, Miss Omar, she is the one responsible, the state rep in Minnesota, in my backyard, friends, that is responsible for trying to pass a bill to garner insurance money concerning those that might leave Little Somalia in Minneapolis, in South Minneapolis here, to go fight on the behalf of ISIS against our military. Okay, it's, by the way, it's all contrived, it's all created, just so you know. But she wanted insurance policies for the families in case their husbands died fighting against we the people in our country. Now, folks, this is all self-inflicting, okay? Your sin is finding you out. That's what this is all about. But this is who is in government in the state of Minnesota. This is who, over 100, the likes of her, 100 Muslims are trying to take office in the United States of America. That's all you have to do, friends, is listen to Tommy Robinson telling you, listen, they've already destroyed the UK. They've destroyed France. They've destroyed Sweden. They've destroyed Germany. Now they're coming for you, America. You just keep going on with your bad self, America, and keep advocating what God condemns. Just keep giving it a pass. Friends, because you're going to be in the same exact position as those countries that are being destroyed. I just read it, Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. Or if you'd like to take the time, you can also read Deuteronomy 28, 43. And I don't care what any false prophet has to say in contrast to the Word of God. I don't. They're false prophets. Read Deuteronomy 13 when you get a moment. And by the way, if you read your Bible, you'll understand what a real prophet does. He is called and moved by the Spirit of God to slay sin, not to play patty cake with it, not to sit there and prophesy lies saying peace, peace when there is no peace, making war against God, Micah 3. Read it when you get a moment. I believe it's verse 5. But this is what's happening, folks. The Minnesota Muslim congressional candidates, Ihan Omar, swore to apparent falsehoods in court while divorcing her brother. Yes, that's against the law in the United States of America. That would be known as incest, and that just doesn't go down here in a lawful sense in this country. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now, Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. One subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and two-pocket poly folders are just 35 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
In-store only while supplies last. Offer ends 9/1/18, limit 30.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums On-the-Go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to jump over onto our YouTube page, just posted a brand new video yesterday. Love the comments. We got some smart people out there. Now we just need to act. That is Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty. I hope to believe that the majority speaks the truth when they say that this is a great website. This content needs to be put out there. So that's for you to decide, not for me to decide. I'm just doing the best that I can do in operating in the anointing that's been given unto me, 1 John 2. And in the process, I'm allowing that anointing to abide in me, to teach me all things, and to guide me into all truth. And I'm trusting the Holy Ghost to do the rest. And he brings about the anointing to break the yoke of bondage, Isaiah 10 as well. As well as him bringing forth the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment found in none other than John 16. You know, it's interesting because my wife was talking to me just a little while ago, and she came up with this really cool quote. And she said the quote, and I said, you know, none of the things that you just said during that quote are unscriptural in any sense of the word. I said, the problem is, when God saves you from yourself, he causes you to grow up in grace in him who is the head of all principality and power for a spiritual warfare. Now, taking that back to the Holy Ghost, do you know that the word comforter? Because I know the modern day church, they talk about the comforter and how he woos people and all this other effeminate stuff, the way they want to distort the meanings because they have not the spirit. It's a spirit of error. Read 1 John 2:4. And it's interesting that the Spirit drives us to war. He doesn't drive us away from war. He drives us to the war. And a comforter in Old English means to be pushed along in war. We were out in out on the East Coast, and we were in a museum out there. And it was a biblical museum. And I believe it was a pitcher, I can be corrected on this, but I'm pretty sure it was a pitcher, that hung in Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers' office, his study. And it was a picture of a king prodding his soldiers on into war. And it said right under the picture, what was inscripted is, pushing his soldiers along in war. That's exactly what the Spirit of God does. That's the reason Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, calls us fellow soldiers. And that's why when you go to Ephesians 6, it talks about that warfare. And it also talks about our armor, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, our loins girt about with truth, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, and our feet shod with the readiness and the preparation of the gospel of peace. See, people don't understand that when God saves you, He sets you for the war, and He leads you about to go whithersoever you don't want to go, just the same way Jesus was telling His disciples when they came to Him after His resurrection in the book of John chapter 20. And after His resurrection, they came up to Him, and He blew upon His disciples the Holy Ghost, and He showed them the wounds in His hands and in His feet, or on His feet. And He said, as the Father sent me, so now I send you. And for those that don't have ears to hear and eyes to see, ask the Holy Ghost to give them to you. Because you don't want to be found an enemy of the cross like so many that are out there that understand, again, not the power of God unto salvation. But as she told me about this quote, I just said, you know, that's a great quote. And then, of course, here comes, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And in all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your ways, right? And Proverbs 3:5. And so, okay, great. That's great. But most people, because of the way they're taught from the whores and the hirelings and the pulpits today, just sit back and do nothing. No, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. That is trusting the living God. To sit back and to throw your hands up in the air and say, there's nothing I can do, that isn't trusting God. Hey, let me tell you something. The devil can't even use you. And what we have to do is we have to get back to Scripture in context and understand what it means. We're in a warfare. This isn't a game. You know, as a matter of fact, just this week, I had shared on Facebook, I have about 800 people that are personally trying to be my friends on Facebook. This isn't about accolades. This isn't about a popularity contest. And I put out there that if you're going to sit back and do nothing, because you can have 5,000 friends on your personal website, and I am constantly feeding my feeds constantly, keeping the people thinking constantly. So I just posted on there, and I said, if you want to just, you know, be on this website to be on this website, and sit back and do nothing and watch me do it, I said to him, I said, just unfriend me right now. Because I have a whole lot of people that want to be friends. But be doers of the word and not hearers only. Read James 2, 14 through 26 when you get a moment. And people just, you have to wake up to what's going on. Because again, nobody is going to do this for you. Well, Bradley, you know what? You say this every day. You're right, I do. Because of these headlines. Because America... Again, as I said during the first segment, I don't care what any false prophet has to tell you. I know what the Word of God is telling me right now. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. You know, and clearly he said in Deuteronomy 30:19 that I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, both blessings and cursings. Therefore choose life, that both you and your seed, there comes in our posterity, may live. So everything that we do in life is a choice. You know, I just heard today that there's a guy out on a certain lake in Minnesota here. He's got a house that is just... youth talk, ginormous. It's a $40 million home. And when you look at it, it's like, why do you need to have a house like that? And you know what's funny about it? It's probably just him and his wife. And in not to erase capitalism here, he can do whatever he wants to do with his money. I'm not opposed to anything this guy's doing. I'm just putting myself in that guy's position and saying, why would I need to do this? I mean, it was Jesus that said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? And when you look at this house, you've got to look at it and say, this man sold himself out for everything that he's got. And it reminds me of Jesus when he said, he who tries to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it. The way that man is wealthy concerning his property and his estates is the way that I want to be wealthy in the kingdom of God concerning those that have turned to the living God. Because that's my job, is to point the finger to the Christ. I can do no more. That's all I can do. And I thought there, I thought when I was looking at this guy's house, whoa, I mean, this guy has really sold himself out 100%. See, it's the same things with the kingdom of God. What you're rich in is what you sold yourself out to. And what I want to be rich in is the fact that I'm being a faithful witness that delivers souls, because the Bible tells us a wise son maketh a glad father. I want to make my heavenly father glad. And I know that his purpose is men and the souls of men, not gold and silver, but the souls of men. And my objective on this radio show every day, friends, is to get people to open their eyes to what's going on in your country, namely in America. And if you're listening outside of America, 53 countries, I'm talking to you too in your prospective countries. We're in this together. If we're under Christ, we're all under the same head. We're all under the same government. And we're all under the same influence of the same Holy Ghost. But you can find nowhere in Scripture that you're supposed to just sit around and let your country go to hell in a handbasket, literally. It is for us to call upon the living God. The violent take it by force. Matthew 11:12. And if we are to take the kingdom by force, he's telling us something. When he answers, we need to be doing the same thing on this earth. And though we're saved by grace through faith and that not of ourselves, I'll tell you what, we still magnify the law. In order, Ephesians 2:8, Romans 3:31, read them both. I need to get back to this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Cory Booker. Oh, about a month and a half ago, we tried to get Cory Booker on the radio. And of course, you got to keep in mind, they're not going to come on the radio because they don't want to be uncovered. They don't want to be on this radio show because they don't want to look foolish. They want you to believe their political lies rather than the Constitution and the truth. See, it's foreign to them, America. But Cory Booker holds sign calling for the elimination of the U.S. and Israeli security borders in both countries. Friends, this is happening in your country. Does that sound like the Lord's blessing this country? Does that sound like God is wanting to hear you say, God bless America? Or do you think he's telling you now it's time for you to bless God and mankind by obeying?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, Vice President Mike Pence laid out President Trump's proposed new Space Force plan during remarks at the Pentagon.
As their actions make clear, our adversaries have transformed space into a warfighting domain already, and the United States will not shrink from this challenge. Under President Trump's leadership, we will meet it head on to defend our nation and build a peaceful future here on Earth and in space.
President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is saying there's a 50-50 chance that the president will sit down and chat with special counsel Robert Mueller. The president's attorney also says
he doesn't need to ask a single question on obstruction. He has all the answers. They're not going to change. You are trying to trap him into perjury because you don't have a case.
Giuliani speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
G here during the break. Friends, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Did you just hear during the break, Giuliani? As the charades and the circus of politics goes forward, this is all diversion, friends. You can mark my words, it's all diversion. You have an enemy both without and within that are encroaching upon the American people on a daily basis. Mark my words. Do you hear Giuliani? You know who Giuliani is, right? The former mayor of New York. Man, he's standing by his good buddy Donald, isn't he? It's interesting because Giuliani used to dress up like a drag queen during gay pride parades. Most people didn't know that. Well, what does that have to do with anything? Are you kidding me? That should show you the distortion of the minds of these men. During the break, Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, just posted, Sons of Liberty Media. It's unthinkable. You know the Muslims arrested in New Mexico, the little compound they had set up? They were training children to carry out school shootings in your country. And you better bet your bottom dollar, friends. Don't act like nobody knew about it. I mean, if you see the picture of this compound, how would you miss it? Hey, folks, the same people that say they got one over on me, it's interesting to note they're the same people that, for some reason or another, post 9/11, the very next day, they had how many terrorists on the front page of the paper? Man, that was the quickest investigation known to mankind. On the front paper, on the front page of the paper the very next day, and the American people drank the Kool-Aid. But for some reason or another, it's the same media, friends, and the same government, they can't find Osama bin Laden. Oh, and by the way, in the Middle East, they believe that Osama bin Laden was a created enemy. And again, that's nothing new under the sun, okay? They couldn't find Osama bin Laden for years, we're told. And then when they allegedly find him, he's killed and thrown in the water, given a Muslim's funeral off of one of our ships without anybody in this country seeing the body. You don't do that. You show everybody the body. People, there's a sense of justice within, a satisfaction, a resolve when people see that the bad guys are taken out. It's interesting how they wouldn't show him, isn't it? And isn't it interesting how it took them years to find Osama bin Laden? But for some reason or another, you were told that the CNN, man, they got a special invitation to go into one of the caves and hang out with Osama bin Laden. Wow, that's amazing how that works. Hey, folks, do Americans put two and two together? Wow. Going back to Osama bin Laden's dead body, it's interesting. We've seen pictures. Yeah, many call it fraud. Fraudulent photos. But it's interesting when they shot John F. Kennedy down like a dog for the world to see, said the FBI director back in the 80s. No problem. We'll take an enemy of the New World Order, elitist as they call themselves, and we'll take and make an example out of him, and we'll put his pictures and his brains, the blown hole in John F. Kennedy's head, and we'll put them all over the internet. Isn't that amazing how that works? I mean, it's craziness is what it is. You know, it reminds me of a post that I seen the other day, and it was a picture of a bear laying there. And you know how you get these little signs when you see bears in certain parts of the country? Don't feed them because we don't want to create dependency. See, they talk out of both sides of their mouth because isn't that what the welfare state is? Isn't that them taking our tax dollars and feeding people that don't want to work, which runs antithetical to 2 Thessalonians 3:10. If they don't work, they don't eat. Yeah, it's just amazing. When it works for corruption, it's good. But when it doesn't, then we're going to talk out of both sides of our mouths and hope that you don't catch on to our hypocrisies. Muslims arrested in New Mexico compound were training children to carry out school shootings. And isn't it also interesting, friends? Just follow my train of thought here. Isn't it interesting, too? Nicholas Cruz is accused. The judge and the juror and the executioners, namely the media, the police, and the corrupt judges, all have laid charge to Nicholas Cruz concerning the school shooting in Florida, and 26 new gun control legislation, as they call it, which is unlaw, it's null and void. They have passed 26 new gun legislation laws, as they call them, policies is really what they are, to undermine the Constitution is really what it is. Since that shooting, without one bit of evidence released to the American public. Without one bit of evidence released to the American public. 70 cameras, and we still have not seen one bit of evidence of Nicholas Cruz shooting anybody. Keep in mind, during that shooting, a teacher saw the shooter and thought it was a police officer doing it, right? Allegedly. And the kid eyewitnesses, the high school student eyewitnesses, were talking with Nicholas Cruz when the kids were hearing shootings in that school. Not one bit of evidence, not one shred of evidence has been released to the American people yet concerning that school shooting. And they're passing how many gun control laws against we the people? That's how stupid the American people have become. And they're letting them do it, right? Muslims arrested in New Mexico compound were training children to carry out school shootings. You can't make it up, friends. You can't make it up. And somehow or another, they just slipped right by the agencies that have been put in place to protect we the people. Yeah, right. Hey, folks, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but not all the people all the time. And you can fool God at no time, nor can you fool his elect. Just so you know. Because everybody's aware, by the way, if you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, there's an article, Global Media is at War with America, and you know it. I mean, look at what they just did to Alex Jones. Love him or hate him. Okay? Censorship. Why is it so important to shut down voices that are telling you the truth? Because to tell the truth in the state of deception, folks, is a revolutionary act. And that's where we're at today. Why are they so busy warring against you, America? Why are they so busy being caught time and time again sending in provocateurs to incite domestic insurrection? You only can answer that. I can't answer that for you. I highlighted for a moment, friends, Cory Booker holds signs calling for elimination of U.S. and Israel. It says, from Palestine to Mexico, all the walls have to go. Kid, we tried to get him on the radio. No response. Of course not. They got to play it safe. They got to get the media, the CIA-controlled media, parroting and scripting questions for them before they get on the air. And folks, you better bet your bottom dollar, that's exactly what they're doing. We also tried to get Keith Ellison, who likes to attack me on a nationwide level. And we're waiting to hear back from him, too. We want to ask some real questions. And by the way, folks, we'll get him out sooner or later. You know, but for a guy that's just a preacher, just a punk with long hair and tattoos, you'd think that these folks were more than willing to come out and call me out for who I am. And the other thing, too, as we contend for the faith. It's interesting. I went and did a little homework on Keith Ellison. And he converted to Islam when he was in college at Wayne State. And it seems like him and his brothers are pretty successful concerning the things that they have done in their lives. I mean, he's become a traitor to our people, which he has, because the Quran runs antithetical to we the people in this country, no question about it. They're income. Okay? And they don't have a right to do it in this country. But, you know, it's interesting with all the school that so many politicians have, all the schooling that they have, friends, what good are they? I don't care who they've been accredited by. It doesn't matter to me. God chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, period. And he'll bring the wise of the world to naught, and he'll take them in their own craftiness. But it's interesting because when I think about how smart people think that these smart people are, how smart they think they really are, who cares how much schooling they've had if they don't know how to tell the truth? What good are they? They become enemies to God and you and your country. I mean, that's a question that needs to be laid to everybody, and it's laid out in simplicity. What good is your schooling if you don't know how to tell the truth? And what shows you that they're wicked, and keep in mind, wicked to find out, friends, are those that know to do right, but they do it not. When you look at the people that are wicked, that know what they do, what is your end? You know, it's interesting. They know exactly what they're doing. Folks, I want to say this. Quit acting like these politicians are stupid, like Maxine Waters and Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi and others. Cory Booker. They're not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing. The stupid people are those that sit back and let them do the things that they do. Because they do know what they're doing. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about what's going on in your country right now and reflecting Scripture, Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught. And you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. You know what I like about where I find soundness, where I find my feet upon the rock of ages, is the word is tested, tried, and true. And it's always a good place to be because you can always rest knowing that you're right. In Christ. In Christ. We got Rod calling from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, Rod?
Hey, good afternoon, Bradley. How are you?
I'm just doing what I do, Rod, rocking and rolling, kicking the hell out and getting the heaven in, right?
Kudos to your last statement, brother. You're right on. Bradley, I want to vent a little bit here to the so-called Christian establishment, not the heathens, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We had a man running for governor in the state of Michigan. A declared man, you had him on your radio show, was by and large ahead of everybody and everything in the polls here. The churches, the conservative areas, failed to vote for him. They voted for a sodomite over a Christian man, 2-1. 2-1. The sodomite was endorsed by this man that they call so wonderful, Mr. Donald Trump. Donald Trump failed to put a Christian man and endorse a Christian man. The Bible says you know a man by a fruit, Bradley. I'm going to tell you how disgusted I am with the so-called church of this country and Anybody that lived in the state of Michigan and heard Pat or Bradley mention this governor guy that wanted to run, Patrick Colbeck, for governor and did not get out and vote for him, the judgment will be on your hand, because I can guarantee you in November we will have a Muslim for a governor in Michigan. They've already got seats. They're winning, they're gaining because of cowardice in the church, Bradley. I am just absolutely disgusted. Alex Jones has fallen because Alex Jones has said several times, I've got it on recording, and I don't have any problem saying it. He has no problem with sodomy. He calls it gay. I'm a gay man, but I'm not a sexual pervert. I'm a happy man. Gay means happy. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you something else, Bradley. He also didn't have any problem with abortion. And this is why that's why he's falling. Lord's bringing judgment on this land. And I'm going to tell you, church, listen, church, it starts in the house of God. You people have failed to do what was right. I don't know what else I can say, Bradley. Thanks for the...
Rod, can you... No, just hold up a second. Hold up a second. Can you name names for us, please? Who won the candidacy there?
His name is... my goodness sakes. Oh, gosh. I'm so wound up. I can't even think. His name is... he wasn't even ahead. I think there was some scamming going on here.
Oh, of course there was. Hey, Brad, there's no question about it.
I just hit my tongue. I can't even think of them.
Okay, let's go over to the other. Okay, let's go over to the other point that you're making as far as Alex Jones goes, because I know that you've called in before and you have said before that you've heard him. Now I've got to hear this before I can validate this, and I'm not calling you a liar. I just need to hear it with my own ears that you said morality. You heard Alex Jones say that morality was it didn't matter either way.
Well, exactly. I
wonder if it matters now. I wonder if it matters now.
I don't think so. I seldom listen to Alex Jones because I won't go down that road. I think he's a plant myself. But needless to say, let me just tell you, Bradley, I heard him say, I listened to GCN and listened to Alex because I wanted to see if Colbeck's advertisement, we had him going over GCN on some advertising. And I heard him just the one time I've listened to him in 8 months, just a day or two ago, he was talking about sodomy, and he didn't have a problem with that. He wasn't going to say anything against it. Well, you know what, Mr. Alex Jones? The Lord does. And this is, you need to get on your knees and repent, and he'll bless your radio show.
It reminds me of Madeline Murray O'Hare. She was an atheist that wanted to remove God's Ten Commandments. She was murdered. During the time of her end, I wonder if she cared about God's law being enforced during that time concerning the person that wanted to kill her, if that mattered or not. And if this is true, what you're telling me, and again, just putting this in parallel, and I want to hear this, I really do, Rod, but the fact of the matter is I wonder if it matters now if morality counts, because the Bible says, thou shalt not lie, and thou shalt not steal. Isn't that exactly what Facebook and Twitter and all these other outlets are doing? And by the way, I'm not trying to put my head above Alex's. I'm glad he's there in a lot of ways, but I got a lot of questions like you do. So in saying that, I bet it really matters now what God has to say about the issue, especially when you're on the other side. It's like when judgment comes, like there's a book called Lamentations. People don't want to listen to the Word of God until after the fact, and then they want to get it right, but then they ran out of time. And the Lord said in the book of Amos, prepare to meet thy God, because no longer is he going to walk by you concerning the plumb line. In other words, he's going to be exacting, and either you're going to do what I say and require it at the mouth of the prophet named Jesus Christ, like that of Moses, the Bible tells us in the Old Testament and the New Testament, or it's going to fall. And it's all going to be lost, and there is no excuse on the behalf of anybody in this country. That's where we're at today. I'm sorry to say it, but that's where we're at.
Bradley, I'm a blessed man to be able to tune you in, because what you say is you're right. You know, this nation, I see it. I see it when I knock on doors. I just see the apathy. I see our youth. We call ourselves so-called Christians. That's become a pagan word. They used the word gay and made that perverted, but... The apathy of the church, the so-called church, they don't get up. You know, they can tell you what the score of the football game is. Bill Schuette is his name, by the way.
That's right.
That won the governor.
Okay.
But he's going to lose.
Okay, thank you.
He will lose in November. He'll lose in November, Bradley. There's some
fall guy.
The Democrats have come up full force in this state and then probably every state. And every Trump candidate that Trump's endorsed has won. Trump endorsed a absolute moron. And I hope Bill Schuette's listening. I'd like to get a hold of him, man, but he wouldn't give me 2 seconds just to tell him if he doesn't change, he's going to burn. And I don't know, Brad. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there you go. I mean, that's the fruit of apathy right there. You're going to reap it one way or another, either the blessing or the curse. And apparently, especially in the state of Michigan, it's like, folks, what is happening out there? We're beginning to see it bleed over here in the state of Minnesota. And what's funny about it, and it's not funny, just a way of expressing my intent here, it's interesting to note that people know that Al Sayed, this guy that just won, he was nothing but a fall guy for Al Sayed. You can rest assured. And you're going to find this out. And when you find it out, don't tell me I didn't tell you. But the fact of the matter is people know that his 40%, 47% of his money is not even coming from within the state of Michigan. Now, and we also know Soros is behind him. What does it take, America, for you to move on what's happening here? You know, I remember, if you look at Schindler's List, even that true story, it was interesting that even when they were in camps, concentration camps, they were still believing that for some reason or another, Adolf Hitler had a need of them. That's how distorted in their minds they were that you know what, no matter what, it's going to only get better from here. And then they were led away to the gas chambers. And it's interesting to note that when they were led to the gas chambers, all of a sudden this ash that came out of these smokestacks were dropping onto the cars of congregants, Christian congregants in Germany during that time that were brushing off their cars. And what's also interesting to note, my friend, is during that time when they were praising Jesus, they also heard the cattle cars going down the tracks with the Jewish people and dissidents and so on and so forth, screaming out for help, and when they heard it, what they did is they just started to praise Jesus all the more.
I just told somebody that this morning. Yes, Bradley, you're right. I just told somebody that. That's exactly what's going on today. Dave Agema, who you had on, I was at Colbeck's governor banquet deal there, hopefully to win. But Dave Agema, I sat with him and his wife. There's a town not far from here called Byron Center, Michigan. Very conservative. Kind of like where Agema's. Agema knocked on thousands of doors there and spent hours there. If they lost that town to the so-called church community, 2-1 to Bill Schuette. Because Trump endorsed them, and that made it God. But I'll tell you what, people, if you're believing a false lie, I believe, Bradley, in my heart, I'm not a prophet, don't claim to be one, but I think the writing's on the wall now. I mean, it is what it is. We put our trust in man, and here we are. Colbeck wasn't going to save Michigan. He could have slowed the train down a little bit, but I think what's coming now isn't good.
Yeah. Well, we're just seeing it. I mean, it's like when Noah jumped inside of the ark, it rained, and it rained judgment to destroy the wickedness of man. I believe that's exactly what's happening, and that's why I'm blowing the trumpet today, my friend, is because I got to tell people what's happening, because the CIA-controlled media doesn't want to stir people up to respond to what really is happening. With that said, I got about 15 seconds, Rod. I thank you for your phone call, and thank you for making us aware of what's going on in Michigan. Yep. You got it, my friend. Thank you. Folks, I wanted to highlight one more article. Jihadi who stabbed 3 soldiers at Army Recruiting Center in America, he was released, and now he's allowed to attend college, all paid for on your dime. Just wanted to let you know. Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1 John 3:18. See ya!
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.